In the last session, I talked about how sometimes with skill, what gets in the way of our skill is a belief that we can't do something, that it's not natural to us, that if we were going to be any good at it, we would have been born good at it, regardless of how much or how little we've ever done it. Well, when I talk about belief as an obstacle, as something that people come up with that stops them, the interesting thing is they rarely think of it as a belief. They think of it as just true. So they'll go, oh, no, I don't, it's not a belief that it's not possible. I know it's not possible. Oh, no, it's not a belief that I can't do it. I know I can't do it. It's not a belief that it won't happen. I know it won't happen. And this is why the cure for belief as an obstacle isn't better belief. It's not to convince yourself that you can. It's not to convince yourself that you are amazing. It's not to affirm your greatness. It's to look to see what you can see about what's actually true. And while it can be difficult to see what's actually true about your individual situation, there are a couple things that are just true about creating. And the first one is, failure is always a possibility, and so is success. In the early days of the space program, my dad worked on the Apollo missions, and he, in fact, designed and built the legs to the lunar module that landed on the moon. And I don't know if you ever saw Apollo 13, but Gene Kranz, who was the flight director on that mission, quite famously said, "Failure is not an option!" And they successfully brought the astronauts down. Well, when it comes to pretty much anything but getting people back from the moon, failure is always an option. It might not be an acceptable option. It might not be your favorite option. You might really, really not want it to happen. But the fact is, a lot of the things you're going to attempt aren't going to come off, at least not the way you attempt them or in the time frame you attempt to complete them in. And if they do, that probably says more about how little you're attempting than it does about how great you're doing. So by way of analogy, imagine that there are two tennis players and they're going to square off in a big match. And one of them is undefeated, 50 wins, no losses. The other one, 20 and 30. They've won 20, but they've lost 30. Who are you going to put your money on? Well, if all you knew was their record of success and failure, you'd probably put your money on the one who was 50 and 0. But what if you knew that the one who'd won 50 and hadn't lost at all had only played against small children? And the one who'd won 20 but lost 30 had been playing on the national tennis tour? Chances are, your bet would shift. You'd recognize that even though that second player had lost more than they'd won, that was to do with the level of competition they were taking on. And it's the same with us. Whether we think something is possible or not is very much a function of our own history, what we've seen, what we've imagined, what we've experienced. It can't tell us anything about the future. So I worked for a number of years with Dr. Richard Bandler, and he had a great saying about it. He said, if you can't, you won't. Now think about that. If you can't, you won't. That's exactly as much thought as you need to put into it. But we get into this idea that we need to believe in ourselves, that we need a positive mental attitude, that whether we think we can or we think we can't, we're right. Which is a variation on a Henry Ford quote. But whether you think you can or you think you can't, you don't actually know. One of my colleagues, Dr. Keith Blevins, has a wonderful expression. He said, the future is an incomplete equation. Now, here's what that looks like to me. We know what we're trying to get to. We're trying to get to the future. We're trying to get to a particular future where we have created what it is that we set out to create. And we know what the present is, and we may or may not know what action we're going to take, but there's an X factor in this equation, because the future isn't just a function of what we know now, the skills we have now, where we are now, plus whatever action we take. There's a whole lot of variables. For one thing, X could represent all the things that could happen that we could imagine or that we can't imagine. The other thing that X can represent is fresh thought in the moment from this innate intelligence that we have inside us. So all we can see when we look into the future is, if this was all we had, how we think it would turn out. But what we have now doesn't tell us anything about what will show up in the moment later. We don't know what we're going to be thinking 5 minutes from now, let alone 5 days from now, let alone 5 weeks from now. We don't know what we're going to be thinking when we're sitting down in a meeting across from another person, even if we know what we're thinking when we worry about it in this moment. And so when you look not to a better belief, but to what's true, you see, I can't predict the future usefully, because not only can I not take into account what might happen, I can't take into account what fresh thoughts going to come to me, what fresh ideas are going to come to me, what insights are going to come to me that are going to open up new possibilities and help me see new opportunities. So here's your assignment for this session, your little thought experiment. I want you to think of 3 times where you surprised yourself, where you were going about your business, doing what you did, and you suddenly did something you'd never done before. You suddenly came up with an idea you'd never had before. You suddenly performed at a level you'd never performed before. You suddenly saw an opportunity that just wasn't there in 1 minute and was there in the next, and you were able to turn things around. And the reason I ask you to do that is because what you'll start to see is this isn't some new ability that you're going to learn to tap into through this program. This is something that has already seen you through numerous experiences in your life, just allowing this innate intelligence to come to the surface, which happens so much more simply and regularly when you don't get so caught up in the ever-changing thoughts and feelings that drive down the dirt road in your head.